This dictation is on Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Prescott, P-R-E-S-C-O-T-T. Date of birth is 1/26/47. This 65, almost 66-year-old female presents for a complete health check and a follow-up on her chronic health issues. Past medical history is significant for hypertension. She was switched from lisinopril to losartan because of a cough. Her blood pressures have been in the 130 over 80 range since this switch has been made. She has osteopenia. She was started on Fosamax in 09. Her most recent bone density was in it was in May 2011 and was normal. She's had a right ankle fracture. She has a past diagnosis of fibromyalgia, but she's not had any issues recently. She has a history of kidney stones and recently saw Dr. Dierks, D-I-E-R-K-S. She had a KUB and an abdominal and pelvic CT scan. She does not have those results yet. She has chronic constipation. She recently has tried Miralax with excellent results, and she has questions about how often to take that. No significant GYN concern. She is postmenopausal. She denies any headaches, dizziness, or fainting. No new concerns with her vision or hearing. She does see Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, every 6 months for a question of some early glaucoma. She has no concerns with anxiety or depression. Past surgical history, appendectomy, TNA, a benign breast biopsy, and right ankle surgery. She's due for a mammogram. She's scheduled to go today. She had a PAP last year. She does not need any more. She had a colonoscopy in 05, and one was just repeated in May of this year and was normal. She has stable cholesterol readings. It was just done in the summer. Allergies, ampicillin, and lisinopril that causes a cough. Current medications include her losartan 25 milligrams, Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly. She takes Claritin, ranitidine, and Flonase as needed. She also has recently started Miralax as needed. She also takes some OTC supplements. Social history, she's married. She uses no tobacco. She has recently switched her diet to a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet recommended by Dr. Nazeer, N-A-Z-E-E-R, for the patient's husband who has cardiac issues. Family history is reviewed and unchanged. Review of systems, she denies any significant chest pain, palpitations, or shortness of breath, no cough or wheeze. In terms of her constipation, she found excellent relief with Miralax, but on days she does not use a laxative. Her bowel movements are small and very hard. She has been having some increased issues with some indigestion. She finds the ranitidine 150 milligrams BID is helpful, but she still has some pain on a daily basis. She also continues to get some upper abdominal pain, predominantly on the left-hand side, but she reports it sometimes on the right. She denies any skin lesions, but she reports her hair is starting to thin. No significant musculoskeletal issues except some pain with deep palpation on the posterior lower left ribs. An rib x-ray was just done and it had an incidental finding of a bone island in the anterior fifth rib. Objective, vital signs are listed, her affect is appropriate, her skin is pink, warm, and dry with no suspicious lesions. TMs and canals are within normal limits, her oral pharynx is benign, her neck is supple and palpably normal, eyes, EOMI, PERRLA. Breath sounds are equal and clear, her heart rate's regular with no murmur. She does get some mild discomfort with deep palpation on her lower left posterior ribs, just behind the mid-axillary line. She has no significant pain with palpation over her anterior ribs, and I'm not able to palpate the bone island. No supraclavicular or axillary lymphadenopathy. No skin changes over her breasts. No discrete lesions. An abdominal exam is unremarkable. A bimanual exam is preferred. She has good strength in her extremities times 4, symmetrical DTRs at the patella, no peripheral edema, good pedal pulses. She's able to heel toe walk. She has a negative Romberg. Assessment, 1, hypertension, 2, osteopenia, 3, abdominal pain, 4, her hypertension, I am going to keep her on the same medication of Valsartan 25 milligrams. For her osteopenia, we can check a bone density next year. If she continues to have indigestion issues, we discussed that we could stop the Fosamax and see if this is helpful. We would still repeat a bone density next year. For her abdominal pain, we will wait and get the results of the KUB and the abdominal and pelvic CT that were ordered by Dr. Dirks. We had a long discussion about her indigestion and her left-sided pain, and we discussed stopping her Fosamax or perhaps adding a PPI. If none of these are helpful, and she has negative imaging studies, an upper endoscopy may be warranted. She's agreeable to this plan, and this is the end of the dictation on Janice Prescott. If you could please add up under review of systems, she reports that several months ago she had a fall and did land on the left side of her back, but she did not think she had any significant injuries at that time. This is the end of the dictation on Janice Prescott.